Hello. Hi, good afternoon. My name is German. I'm calling from Georgia Surveys. We're conducting a small, brief survey about issues facing your community and also the nation. Will you please help me out with the 4-minute survey?
Help you what?
It's a survey about politics and also in regards to the upcoming 2024 presidential elections. Will you please provide your opinion on the survey?
Okay.
Thank you so much. And just to make sure that we are speaking to someone who's over 18 years of age, may I please have just the year of your birth? Just a
0524.
No, just
1964.
Thank you. Excellent. Now, make sure we have a representative sample. Will you please tell me your race? Black, African American, American Indian, Asian, Middle Eastern?
African American.
Thank you very much. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Independent.
Thank you. Now, do you learn more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
No, neither.
Thank you. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
College graduate.
Thank you. Now, next are some questions about how you think things are going in your community and the country. So when thinking about the direction in which your country...
Is so long.
I'm sorry?
How many questions you have?
It's about, they're not really numbered, but it's a good 10 minutes. No, maybe 8 minutes, but you know what? I have good news for you. You will receive a $10 gift card for participating in the survey.
Okay, keep going.
Okay? Awesome. So next I'm going to read you some questions about what you think in your community. So when thinking about the direction in which the country's headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat unsatisfied, or very unsatisfied with the direction in which the country's headed?
So much unsatisfied.
Very unsatisfied?
Unsatisfied.
So very or somewhat unsatisfied?
Some unsatisfied.
Okay. Thank you. Now, do you approve or do you disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as a president?
That's a big question. Do you say it again?
Yes. Do you approve or do you disapprove of the job that Joe Biden is doing as a president? So let me read you the answers. You tell me which one. Do you strongly approve? Do you somewhat approve? Neither approve or nor disapprove. Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
No disapprove.
So... neither approve or disapprove, or you somewhat disapprove?
I said disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Some.
Okay, thank you.
Not strong.
Thank you. Now, okay. How favorable or unfavorable are you, or are your opinions of each of the following that I'm going to mention to you? On a scale from a 0 to a 10, a 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards that person, or a 0 means that you feel cold and unfavorable towards them, or you can choose any number in between. The first one is Joe Biden. What number would you give him from a 0 to a 10?
5.
What about Fannie Willis?
I don't know who it is.
Okay, thank you. What about Democrats in Congress?
5.
Thank you. Brian Kemp.
8.
Thank you. Cornel West.
I don't know who he is.
Okay. Donald Trump.
0.
Thank you. And Kamala Harris.
5.
Thank you. Now, next, no matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? On a scale from a 0 to a 10, a 10 means that your vote has a lot of power to make change on issues that matter to you. A 0 means that your vote has no power at all. Or you can choose any, a 2.
Two.
Thank you. Okay. Now, how would you describe black political power since 2020? Would you say that it's much more powerful, somewhat more powerful? There is no difference. It's somewhat less powerful, or it's much less powerful than 2020.
There is no difference.
Makes no difference. Okay, thank you. Now, we know it's still a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices? Scale from a 0 to a 10. 10 means that you will definitely vote. A 0 means that you will not vote, or a 50-50 chance. What number would you give it?
10.
Thank you. Okie dokie. Now, would you say that you care a great deal? A little bit. Not that much. Or you don't care at all who is elected as president in 2024?
I do care.
So you care a little bit or not that much?
I care a little bit.
Thank you. Now, if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state and local offices was held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third-party candidate? Or would you not vote for president, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
Thank you. Now, for something a little different, has your life gotten better, gotten worse, or stayed about the same since Joe Biden became president?
The same.
The same. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate each of these issues on a scale from a 0 to a 10. A 10 means that it definitely should be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. A 0 means that it definitely should not be one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community. Or you can use any number in between. The first one is gun control. What number? 0 to a 10.
10.
Voting rights.
10.
Criminal justice reform.
10.
Environmental justice.
10.
Inflation or cost of living?
10 plus.
And the last one on this topic is crime and violence.
10.
Thank you. Okie dokie. Now we are 50% through the survey. Thank you for your participation. So we're halfway done. Now, I'm going to read you a list of issues, and I want you to rate these issues on a scale from a 0 to a 10 again. 10 means that this issue has definitely been one of the Democrats' top priorities so far to improve your community. A 0 means that this issue has definitely not been one of the Democrats' top priorities to improve your community, or any number in between. Again, the same list I just read you, but in the matter of has been a top priority. Gun control. What number?
5.
Voting rights?
5.
Criminal justice reform?
5.
Environmental justice?
8.
Inflation or cost of living?
10.
Okay. And the last one again is crime and violence.
They should have to do with 10.
Thank you. Okay, now going on to, I guess I missed to answer one. Okay, the last one. There we go. Okay, now I'm going to read you three paragraphs. These are laws that Biden administration and Democrats in Congress have passed over the past 3 years. For each of these laws, please tell me if it has impacted you. If it has impacted your life, a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, or not at all. Those are the answers. The first one is, in a proclamation on granting pardon for the offense of simple possession of marijuana, President Biden pardoned all prior federal offenses of simple marijuana possession and urged governors to do the same. Did it impact you a great deal, a fair amount, not that much, not at all? Never heard of that.
Not at all.
Thank you. The next paragraph is, the strategy to counter domestic terrorism directed the Department of Homeland Security to allocate $77 million to state and local partners to combat domestic extremism and increase the screening process to ensure white supremacists don't work for federal, state, and local police departments. Did that impact you a great deal?
That's good. It's a great deal.
Thank you. The last paragraph is, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act provide more than $50 billion to expand access to clean drinking water and as well as eliminate lead pipes. A great deal? A fair amount?
Great deal.
Thank you. Okie dokie, now we are at 70% through the survey. Now I'm going to read you two statements. For these statements, these are some reasons that black voters have said are convincing reasons to support the Biden/Harris ticket in 2024. On each of these two, on a scale from a 0 to a 10 means that it is extremely convincing reason to vote in November 2024, and a 0 means that it's not at all convincing, any number in between as well. The first paragraph is, President Biden's administration has accomplished a lot, but those policies aren't well known because our Republican-controlled state government blocks these federal investments that are supposed to help our communities. Medicaid expansion is a clear example of the Georgia legislature leaving many in need of health care uninsured while hospitals continue to close in our communities. It is time for us to understand the real reason Georgians are not seeing the impact of President Biden's policies. What number from a 0 to a 10?
He did really good, 10.
Thank you. Now, this last second paragraph is, black Georgians have the power to determine our futures by electing who represents U.S. in government. When it comes to electing our next president in 2024, we have a clear choice. Will we continue to move forward, or will we go backwards? We will fight for a future that includes the right to make decisions about our own health. Or will we let politicians? Thank you. Okie dokie. We are almost done. Now, sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. And it's okay. If you did not, but you like to, I would like to ask you, no matter how frequently you vote in election, how much power do you feel that your vote has to make change on issues that matter to you? A 10? Your vote means?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And we know that it's still, again, a little way off, but as it stands now, how likely are you to vote in 2024, November 5th, for general election for president, Congress, and other state offices? A 10 that you will definitely vote? A 5 that maybe? Or a 0 that you will not?
I definitely vote.
Thank you. And would you say that you care a great deal, a little bit? Not that much, or you don't care at all on who gets elected for president in 2024?
I said yes.
So you care a great deal of who gets elected in 2024?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Now, if the November 5th, 2024 general election for president, Congress, and other state offices was held today, would you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or Cornel West, another third party candidate? Would you still,
Not decided.
Thank you. Okay, now, how much do you trust each of the following organizations for accurate election information? The answers for these are a great deal, a fair amount, not that much that you don't trust, not at all trust, or you never heard of them. The first one is, do you trust Fair Count?
You trust what?
So these are organizations, and tell me if you trust a great deal, a fair amount, you trust that much, not that much, or you trust not at all, or you never heard of them. The first one is Fair Count. That's what they're called. Have you heard of them?
Not that much.
Okay. What about People's Agenda?
I trust them.
A great deal or a fair amount?
Fair amount.
What about Pro Georgia?
Fair amount.
Black Voters Matter.
Great deal.
Fair Fight.
Fair amount.
Secretary of State.
Fair amount.
The local board of election.
Great deal.
And the last one on this topic is the New Georgia Project.
I don't know them.
Okay, thank you. Now, these last few questions will be just for statistical purposes only. Thinking about your approach on to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive?
You know, I'm at work now, right
okay.
now. So
technically, we have only like 2 more minutes, if that. Okay. Excellent. So now, thinking about the approach on political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Moderate. Thank you. What about, do you consider yourself heterosexual or straight? 2, lesbian or gay? 3, bisexual? Or 4, something else?
I'm straight.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, or divorced?
I'm married.
Thank you. Are you the parent of a guardian of any children under the age of 18?
Yes.
Thank you. And how would you describe your employment status? Full-time, part-time, temporarily laid off, unemployed, retired, or homemaker? Full-time.
Full-time.
Thank you. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Less than 25, 25 to 50, 45 to 55, 55 to 65, 75 to 85, or more than 100?
55 to 60.
Thank you. And finally, we would like to invite you to become a Georgia knowledge expert. What this means is that we would like your opinion on different topics for the remainder of 2023 through December 2024. During this time, we may invite you to participate in focus groups that short service by phone, text, or email. We invite you to events going on to your community and or simply remind you of upcoming elections. As a thank you for serving us in Georgia knowledge expert, we'd like to offer you the $10 Amazon gift card. Would you like to serve as a Georgia knowledgeable expert?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, what is the best email for us to send you your gift card?
You mean by,
Yeah, so I'm going to be sending
What's
you
the
$10. The only option is to send them by email. So please provide me with an
okay.
email. Okay.
KEFELEWLEMMA@gmail.com.
Okay, let me go ahead and spell these back out. I got K as in kite, E as in Edward, F as in Frank, E as in Edward, L as in Larry, E as in Edward, W as in Y, L as in Larry, E as in Edward, double M as in Mary, letter A as in Apple, @gmail.com.
That's right.
Perfect. To make sure. Now I just got to re-enter your email just a moment.
Okay.
Okay. I'm re-entering your email. And do you prefer to be contacted? Please apply by landline, cell phone, text message, mail, or email in the future.
Email.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you so very much for your participation. You have a wonderful rest of your day. Take care.
All right. Bye-bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you.